Valerie. Good morning.
Good morning, Nina. How are you? I'm sorry I missed your call. I was with caregiver Yolanda on the phone.
That's okay. Listen, I wanted to take some time out to go over. Did someone ever show y'all how to download the app and create, a password to, to log in?
No, but I'll try it. Yes, I review all the videos that we can that we are able to download from HHA.
So, I'm running into, I think what's happening is a lot of the caregivers is getting frustrated because they being redirected to the business app. So I wanted to go over some things with you because I know the new cases that comes in, they come to you first once it's assigned ready for coordination, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or HR active, but I was informed that I saw when the caregiver is HR ready, the caregiver usually have like at least a schedule and the patient's information. That are we talking
right,
about?
Right, but nobody's
Jenny
training
Jones,
on the
right.
app.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because when the new cases come over from New York admissions, when it come over from Monica or Sarah or Melissa, when they come over from there and they get assigned to you, I'm seeing a lot of the problems that the caregiver is having with understanding how to download and get access to the app.
Yeah. Are we talking about Khalil? The last one?
There's a few people that I had to assist on it, and they, when they explained it to me, they got redirected. It wasn't like the basic of understanding how to get access to it. You think you have some time so we can go over it?
Yes, I think that I can do it from my cell
phone. Do you have it from your cell phone?
Yeah, I do it now.
Okay. Now, do me a favor. Go on your app. Go on your app store where you get your apps at. And type in HHA Exchange. When you click open, let me know if you see that box. Let me know when you click sign up. When you click open and it say sign up, let me know if you see the terms. And then you accept the terms. Let me know if you see that box that say go to App Store or close.
But I let me check. I have to text me the link because I cannot download ability because I'm not located in the same country. So let me copy the
gotcha.
Let me copy the link. Text message. For iPhone.
Because, see, my problem is I think I'm going to talk to Yona today. I think that app set up should be based in New York when the cases come over and they're ready for coordination, only because they're going to be already set up. That will avoid any, problems that you may be having or experiencing.
Or communication. Yes.
Right, yeah. So I think that's going to be my best go. I think I'm going to talk to him to see if we can try to get them to set up the app. So when it comes to you, if they have some questions or anything, then maybe you can relate to the questions, but then they already be already set up and have access to it.
Okay, Nina, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I tried to do it directly from the link, but it says that this app is not available in your
country. I know, because
it's
in your country, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so don't worry. I'm going to talk to Yona today to see if we can come up with a better solution, because I'm running into a lot of problems with the new cases that's coming in that is having difficulties with this app, and it's causing a big situation.
Right.
Either they don't want to download the app or they don't want to be in compliance, or they may start and stop, or, it's just too much. It's just too much.
Yeah, it's like to let them know, like, if they are able or if they are, like, familiar with this app. So when they come to me, they already know.
They're already
they
familiar
have to
with
do it.
Right.
Yeah. Or yes. if they like refuse to do it because no,
then
I wanna do the FOB.
Right.
No, we'll be in the same place.
So let me explain to you about the FOB device.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
The FOB
available now? No? Or yes.
Listen, the FOB device is only available for difficult clients that's over the age of 55.
Okay.
So that's the caregivers. The caregiver has to be, you need to look at their age on their birth date to find out how old they are. I'm only offering FOB to difficult clients that doesn't have knowledge of the electronic with the phones and stuff like that, but I'm only giving it to 55 and older caregivers.
Understood.
So if you have someone that's young, I don't want to hear that they can't function with a phone.
Okay.
So I'm going to talk to Yona, and I'm going to get back to you about that.
Okay, Nina. Thank you so much. Please keep me posted, okay?
I will. No problem. You're
welcome.
Thank
you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.